Blog Talk Radio.
What's good, family? What's good, y'all? Y'all already know it's your boy, Minister Marrow. The 15th episode of By Faith We Good, for we walk by faith and not by sight. An hour of faith-building encouragement that will lift up the name of Jesus and draw all his children unto him. And so, it's another beautiful, blessed day that God has blessed us to see. Another day that God has prepared the way for us. As he said in his word, this is the day that the Lord has made. As David said, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And so in spite of, I pray that you are encouraged, inspired, in position to receive the word of the Lord tonight. There is a word from the Lord that will encourage you, inspire you, build your faith, help you stay focused and stand firm. In Jesus' name. And so I'm excited. I am Minister Bernard Marrow from Philadelphia, and I'm excited to be a part of the Kingdom Purpose Network family. So God is truly amazing. God is doing some great things. We just had the 1,000 episode the other night, and it was a great show. It was truly a great show. It was good to hear all of God's messengers who logged on and came on and shared the word. And this is the 1003 episode on Purpose Kingdom Network. And God is just doing some great things with Purpose Kingdom Network. And we look forward to all the great things he's going to do as we press forward by faith. I'm from New Salem Baptist Church here in Philadelphia. My pastor, Pastor Robert T. Moore, Jr., First Lady Tona Moore, and shout out to my NSBC family. God bless you all. Love you. And our mission statement is to reach the next generation with the love of Christ through regeneration, restoration, and edification, and to enjoy the experience. Woo! And so we thank God for all the great things he's done, doing, and will do. And we press forward by faith with great expectation for what God wants to do through and for us all. And so we're going to get ready to receive the word of the Lord tonight. I'm going to open up in prayer. The previous episodes of By Faith We Good were levels of faith. We had part one and part two, very encouraging, very inspiring. And I pray that your faith is strong. Your faith is just firm in the Lord, unshakable. And so if you missed those two episodes, you can always go back on PurposeKingdomNetwork.com and tune in. There are so many other episodes on Purpose Kingdom Network, all of God's messengers who he has called, anointed, and appointed, and put in position to make sure you get what you need through the word of God. And so we give God glory tonight. And so with that being said, Father, we thank you. We thank you for tonight. We thank you for this moment. We thank you for what's getting ready to take place. We thank you for knowledge, your wisdom, revelation, understanding that you're getting ready to give right now in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for covering us today. We thank you for strength. We thank you for life. We thank you for healing and deliverance. We thank you for restoration. We thank you for provision. We thank you for being our protector, our waymaker, our miracle worker, the light in the darkness. We thank you, Lord, for being all that we need you to be. We thank you for how faithful you are, how reliable and dependable you are. We thank you that we can call on you at any time of the day, early in the morning, in the noonday, or late in the midnight hour. It does not matter, because your word says in Romans 10:13, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And so we come together, Lord, and we humble ourselves. We come together to dwell together in unity. We come together to praise you together, to worship you together, to decree and declare together that we need you, that we want you, that we got to have you. It's mandatory in Jesus' name. We come together to decree and declare that we walk by faith and not by sight. In Jesus' name, and there's nothing the enemy can do about it. So have your way tonight, Holy Spirit. Be our teacher. Be our advocate. Be our intercessor. Be our comforter. Be our defender. In Jesus' name, teach us all things. Bring all things back to our remembrance and show us things to come. Have your way tonight. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. If you are in agreement with that prayer, the atmosphere is set. If you declared the word of the Lord where you are, the atmosphere is set. If you're in position with great expectation, standing firm in faith, ready for what the Lord is going to give tonight, the atmosphere is set. And all you got to do is receive in Jesus' name. And so tonight we're going to get into the word of the Lord. Tonight's topic is stand firm to press forward by faith. Stand firm to press forward by faith. And we're going to look at 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. And we're going to read from verse 13 to 17. And this is where Paul talks about believers should stand firm. And so we're going to look at 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Verse 13 to 17. Amen. Verse 13 to 17. I'm going to read the King James Version, but I'm also going to read the New Living Translation just to break it down, trying to decide between the New Living Translation and the Amplified, but we'll stick with the New Living Translation. So it says, verse 13, but we are bound to give thanks, hallelujah, always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God have from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. Okay, from the beginning, in verse 13, it says God has chosen us to salvation through sanctification. Sanctification means God made us holy. He set us apart. Amen. Of the Spirit and belief of the truth, believing in God's word. Verse 14, it says, whereunto he called you by our gospel, meaning the gospel of Jesus Christ. It says, to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. It says, therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which ye have been taught. Meaning, stand firm, stand fast where you are. Stand fast in the position God assigned you to, and hold tight to what you've been taught through the word of God. Not leaning to our own understanding, but through the word of God. It says, whether by word or our epistle. And so God's word is an epistle, and it is his word. Okay, in verse 16, it says, now our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God, even our Father, which have loved us and have given us everlasting consolation, which is comfort and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts and establish you, watch this, in every good word and work. God makes us win in every situation, every assignment, every task, everywhere we go. God equip us to win. In Jesus' name, he establishes us in every good word and work so that we will succeed in what he's called us to do, so that we will accomplish what he's assigned for us to do. Because when we're in faith, all things are possible to those who believe. Let's go to the New Living Translation. This is good already. To God be the glory. So tonight's topic is stand firm to press forward by faith. And believers should stand firm. So in the New Living Translation, it says, as for us, we can't help but Thank God for you, dear brothers and sisters, loved by the Lord. We are loved by the Lord. Amen. It says we are always thankful that God chose you to be among the first to experience salvation, a salvation that came through the Spirit who makes you holy, and through your belief in the truth, through your belief, you're made holy through your belief in the Word of God. Amen. In verse 14, it says, he called you to salvation when we told you the good news meaning God's word. It says, now you can share in the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ, all that he is, all that he has, all that he's promised. You can share in it by faith in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 15, this is, with all these things in mind, dear brothers and sisters, stand firm and keep a strong grip, a strong grip on the teaching we passed on to you, both in person and by letter, through the word of God. Even if you write a letter, you know, there are ways that God uses us when it comes to writing. And so I'm pretty sure those who are writers, when you're writing, God always gives you a scripture to line up with what he gives you to write. And so Paul is saying, hold tightly, keep a strong grip on what you've been taught through the word of God, whether in person, meaning in person, declaring the word of the Lord by mouth, which I'm doing right now, or by letter, meaning reading the epistles, the chapters, the passages in the word of God. Even when God uses us to write a sermon or something encouraging for others to read, once again, I'm pretty sure God gives nothing without giving his word to align up with what he wants to be said and read. So verse 16 in New Living Translation, it says, now may our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who loved us and by his grace gave us eternal comfort, hallelujah, and a wonderful hope, comfort you and strengthen you in every good thing you do and say. Come on, somebody ought to say hallelujah right there. Comfort you and strengthen you in every good thing you do and say. We can stay right there all night if God wanted us to, all right? Because he'll comfort you and strengthen you in every good thing you do and say. So if God will comfort and strengthen us in every good thing we do and say, why are we frustrated? Why are we doubting? Why are we worrying? Why are we wondering when God is going to see you through every single step of the way? Because he promised in his word, he'll never leave you nor forsake you. He'll never abandon you. He'll never let you fail. We got to have strong faith to always have a strong finish. And so tonight's topic is the word of the Lord is blessed, and may God add a blessing to the reading and hearing of his holy and blessed word as we take it into heart. Amen. And so tonight's topic is stand firm to press forward by faith. We got to stand firm and stand fast to press forward by faith. So our life is to be lived in Christ. The blood of the Lamb, which is Jesus Christ, it establishes who we belong to. The blood of the Lamb marks us as God's chosen and sets us apart as God's children. Can I say that again? The blood of the Lamb, which is Jesus Christ, it establishes who we belong to. Yeah. The blood of the Lamb marks us as God's chosen and sets us apart as God's children. So the purpose of all the New Testament teaching in the Word of God concerning the return of our Lord is the encouragement and comfort of the church. Many have unfortunately focused on charts, dates, and timelines rather than the intent. Through, we are encouraged, exhorted, and warned to stay focused on God's Word. All he has done for us and who Jesus Christ is, you know, making us learn God's word and making sure we're not leaning to our own understanding, but living according to the word of God. Amen. In this passage of 2 Thessalonians, the Apostle Paul clarifies his teaching because a false teacher has instructed the church there that they have missed the day of the Lord. So Paul lays out very specific details that make it clear that Christ has not returned. And so we have situations like this today where because of what God promised, when things don't happen when we want it to happen, or when things don't happen according to the expectation of others, sometimes people have a habit of saying things that is not true. People would say something that's contrary to the word of God. That is the opposite of what God promised. That is the opposite of who God created you to be. And so when it comes to people being deceivers and false teachers and misleading the children of God, this is why we got to stay in God's word. It says in 2:15, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that need him not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. When you stay in God's word, you cannot be deceived. When you walk by faith and not by sight, and you stay in God's word, you cannot be deceived. You cannot be taught or wrong or misled or misguided, because you are in tune with who God is. When you're in his word, you're in tune with how he's leading you. You're in tune with what he's saying. You're in tune with what he's revealing. You're in tune with who to be around. You're in tune with where to go and where not to go, what to do and how to do what needs to be done when you're in the word of God. Hallelujah. So we can't be deceived when we're in God's word. So we have to stand firm and press forward by faith. Amen. And so just like in 2 Thessalonians, where you had where there was these false teachers talking about Christ had already came back and that they missed it, when they were wrong, Christ had not come back yet. And so just in the same way, you know what God has promised you. You know the promises he made to you. And if anybody try to come up to you and say otherwise, say the opposite of what God promised, you got to stand firm to press forward by faith. You got to stand firm on the word of God, because the word of God is our foundation. It is the foundation on which we stand, a foundation that cannot be shaken, a foundation that makes us unmovable. It makes us steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, because he said it in his word, our work in him is not in vain. And so the Lord has been working with me. I was reading Colossians chapter 2, verse 6 and 7, and where it talks about being rooted in Christ, being established in the faith, and giving thanks unto God. And when I was studying that and I was reading it, the Lord spoke to me, and he said, clear as day, he said, get in position, stay in position, own your position. I said, what, Lord? He said, get in position, stay in position, own your position. And there are all of us, and we'll get into that a little bit more of God's will on another episode about faith be good, but I'm going to share some of it with you, because he said there's a position that you are in. You know, when you get a job, you get a position. And when you get that position, there's an expectation when it comes to you functioning in that position. There's a responsibility that is expected to be carried out in the way that it is expected to be carried out. And so we have positions on the job. We have positions in our homes, out in the midst of our families. We have positions in our communities, positions in the church. And so any position that you're in, God strategically, uniquely placed you in that position, assigned you into that position. God anointed you, appointed you, approved you, qualified you, equipped you, so for you to operate in a position you have. Can't nobody take that position from you or bump you out of the way out of that position. That is your position assigned by God. And so you got to get in position, stay in position, and take ownership of being in that position, because everything God promised you is going to come through that position. When you're in position, you won't miss out. When you're in position, you'll always be in position for what God wants to do through you, how he wants to use you, how he wants to lead you, and what he's going to do for you, how he wants to bless you. Get in position, stay in position, own your position, and don't worry about other people's opinion. Your job is to be faithful, is to be in faith, is to stay focused on the word of God and not be discouraged, because you know God is with you and he has you covered. You don't have to focus on the personal opinions of others, but get in position, stay in position, own your position, okay? Okay? And God has some great things in store for you. And so a lot of times we pray and we're waiting around on God when really God is waiting around on us. And so all you got to do is get in position, stay in position, and own your position. All right? So Paul connects God's call to salvation and the believer's future glory to the obligation the readers of God's word have to stick with the truth. Come on, get in position. Stay in position. Own your position. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Many false teachers were trying to pull the believers away from the truth, okay? And and trials, persecution and trials were buffeting them, okay? So Paul urges his readers to hold their ground against the false teacher's influence, okay? Paul also urges the readers to keep a firm grip on the teachings they had received from God. Through him, Paul, whether he had given them God's word when he was in Thessalonica, or communicated to them by letter or by mouth. Either way, the New Testament often warns us against drifting from the truth towards different false teaching. This is why we got to stay in the word of God. And once again, it says in 2 Timothy 2:15, study to show thyself approved unto God. Didn't say unto man, didn't say unto nobody else. It says unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Okay, so when God anoints and appoints his messengers, his ministers, his evangelists, his bishops, his apostles, his prophets, his elders, his reverends, all of God's messengers who are in position to declare his word, whether if they declare it by mouth from laboring in the word of God through the Holy Spirit, or whether they declare it by letter, meaning laboring in the word of God and declaring what God has revealed to us in his word, you got to hold tight to what is being taught. Amen. So the word of God has been given to us as a guide and a directive as to how we should live. Nothing that man says can add to it. So by faith, we ought to receive the word of God. Trust in God and not man. Okay, make God's word the foundation on which you stand, a foundation that cannot be shaken. Okay, because God's word is alive and powerful, a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Okay, because God's word shall not return to him void, but it shall accomplish that which he pleases, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto he sent it. Okay, and because God's word is at work in those who believe. That is all of God's word I just quoted. That is all of God's word. And I'm not bragging or boasting, but I just want to say I'm not just quoting it to quote it. I'm quoting it because I believe it. I'm declaring it by faith, okay? And so I'm going to say it again. We got to stand firm on God's word, because God's word is alive and powerful, a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. That's Hebrews 4:12. Because God's word shall not return unto him void, but it shall accomplish that which he pleases, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto he sent it. That's Isaiah 55:11. And because God's word is at work in those who believe. That's 1 Thessalonians 2:13. When you got faith, God's word is at work because you believe. Everything God promised in his word, all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord, who are called according to his purpose. And the peace of God that passeth all understanding shall keep your minds and hearts through his son, Jesus Christ. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Nothing can separate you from the love of Christ. You're more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ, who loves you continually. So we got to stand firm to press forward by faith. When you are in faith, when you have faith, God's word is at work in you, and there's nothing the enemy can do about it. So we got to be having strong faith, family, because with God, when you have strong faith, you'll always have a strong finish. By faith we good, but we walk by faith and not by sight. Hallelujah. And so when I read 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, it does not appear that these people were going through any hard or difficult persecution, yet things were happening within the church. He tells these people, stand fast. There must have been pressure coming from somewhere to turn these people away from the truth, the traditions they had learned from the Apostle Paul. That causes one to think that even though their neighbors were not persecuting them, nonetheless, something was happening. They were in danger of being persuaded to turn away from the things that they had been taught. It appears as if the focus of this pressure to which they were subject was something mental, doctrinal, or something the opposite of what God wanted them to hold tight to. So he tells them to stand fast. Okay, stand fast means to firmly remain in the same position or keep the same opinion. Stand fast, stand firm to press forward by faith. So you got to get in position, stay in position, own your position. Amen. All right. So to stand fast is to take a firm stand on something. Okay, to be steadfast. So here it is, Paul instructs them to take a firm stand on the word of God. Without spiritual stability, believers will sink into the quicksand of the prevailing human philosophy. And so Paul argued in this chapter the importance of spiritual stability. He shows them how not to be shaken in mind or trouble. Okay? So the word steadfast also means secure, as in how God set the mountains securely in place. So when Paul tells us to stand fast in the knowledge that God has chosen us to salvation from the tribulation, we should stand in that truth as firmly as a mountain. We see how Paul always told people throughout the word of God to stand fast in things in which they weren't standing fast in. So God used Paul to tell the Corinthians to stand fast in the faith because they had departed from the faith when they ceased believing in the resurrection. In 1 Corinthians 15:32, Paul told the Galatians to stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ had made us free. And be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage in Galatians 5:1, the yoke of bondage being the law of Moses. All right? They had forgotten that. We are not under the law, but under grace, Romans 6:15. Paul told the Philippians to stand fast in one spirit with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. Philippians 1:27. Come on. Paul wanted to help the Thessalonians gain a long-term perspective on their suffering. He assured them that God's eternal plan, that God loved them, chose them, saved them, sanctified them, called them, and has invited them to share in Christ's glory. Paul wanted to encourage the Thessalonians to stand firm in their faith. Paul assured them that the day of the Lord had not yet come. Paul's prayer for the Thessalonians in verses 16 and 17 provided them with an eternal perspective on the persecution they were facing. But these verses focuses on God's love and grace through Christ. So he wants them not just to know and protect the truth, God's word, but to, by faith, live it. This applies to us too, to be comforted, stabilized, right, and ethical in every good word and work. Knowing and applying the word of God strengthens our personal relationship with him and our spirit. God's grace and love encourage and strengthen us in every way. If we want to grow closer to God, we have to forgive our enemies, encourage others, pray daily. This is hard work, and at times some may be discouraged, but it will be worth it in the end. We got to stand firm to press forward by faith. Hallelujah. Today we can meditate on God's word and focus on the example Christ left for us through his word. Come what may, family, don't address and try to handle with your flesh what you can deal with by faith and standing firm on the word of God. I'm going to say that again. Come what may, family, don't address and try to handle with your flesh what you can deal with by faith and standing firm on the word of God. Every situation that comes your way, you got to declare the word of God by faith. The world may be overwhelmed and full of fear, but your faith in Jesus Christ will sustain you through the days of your life. Throughout every single day, God bless you to see. You got to stand firm and stand fast to press forward by faith. Hallelujah. This is good. I give God all the glory. There's power in God's word. His word is so powerful. It is what Jesus used to combat the enemy over his 40 days in the wilderness. It was God's word that spoke into existence the universe. God's word has the stability, the ability to give life. And the more we grow in our understanding of God's word and trust in him, the more equipped we'll be, the stronger our faith in him will be, and the more we'll experience the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. The more we labor in God's word and stay focused on him and believe in him and his word and trust in him, the more equipped we'll be, the stronger our faith in him and in his word will be, and the more we'll experience the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, the more we'll experience God's promises taking place in our life, his word being manifested in our lives right before our eyes. Hallelujah. And so Jesus' death on the cross gave us the victory. We now fight from a place of victory and not for victory. I need to say that again. If I got to say it two more times, I'll say it two more times because I need you to catch this. Jesus' death on the cross gave us the victory. Gave us the victory. Gave us the victory. So we now fight from a place of victory and not for victory. We already got victory. So when we press forward, guess what? We already won. Situations come our way, it's already worked out. We are already overcomers. We are already triumphant in Jesus' name. We already have victory. We must realize that he overcame the world already for us. Hallelujah. He already overcame the world for us. Hallelujah. So God's promises affirms this. We must come to the understanding that as children of God, we have all authority over the enemy and his lies, intimidation, and deceit. We got to declare the word of God by faith and make the enemy flee in Jesus' name because he has no power, no authority, no jurisdiction over us. He is already defeated in Jesus' name. We need only to depend on the Father and his word. God and his word. His name is Jesus, and he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to his power that worketh within us. Listen, as you press forward, you can declare by faith, Lord, renew my mind in you and in your word. It's never too late to start becoming the person God created you to be. For a healthy life, focus on and build your life and future on who Jesus is. He says to let our roots grow down in him, because Jesus and his word is what we are meant to be founded on. No one person, place, or thing can fulfill you like God can. Only God can fulfill you in the way that you need to be fulfilled. Get in position, stay in position, own your position, stand firm, stand fast to press forward by faith. Hallelujah. In Colossians chapter 2, Paul says, not only is it important to have a Christ-centered life, but he also shows us how to continue in the calling that you and I have over our lives. Standing firm and standing fast is being rooted in Christ. When you think about it, roots provide stability for a tree and also gathers nutrients in order for the plant and tree to grow. Being rooted in Christ through daily discipline, like reading the Bible, praying and worshiping him for who he is, will position us and all of God's children to stand firm. Hallelujah. Seeking God daily for knowledge, godly wisdom, understanding, and his instructions through the leading of the Holy Spirit. Seeking God daily for knowledge, godly wisdom, his wisdom, understanding, and his instructions through the leading of the Holy Spirit. Even in spite of tough situations we go through and have to deal with at times, having moments of reflection, remembering and reflecting on all the great things God has already done, knowing if he did it before, if he got y'all through it before, if he dealt with it before, if he made a way before, he'll get us through it again. Having this focus and mindset will position us to be rooted in Christ Jesus and to stand firm and to stand fast to press forward by faith. Hallelujah. So Paul concludes with an uplifting benediction in which he calls upon the Lord Jesus Christ and God the Father to encourage the Thessalonians and establish them in every good word and work. God never intended for us to be slaves or in bondage to anything. Social norms, anger, unhealthy relationships, our flesh, frustration, depression, none of that. Anything that keeps us in bondage or that mislead you is not from God. Anything that keeps you in bondage or that misleads you is not from God. God's will is for us to stand firm in the freedom in which Jesus Christ has set us free, and to enjoy freedom because God wants more for us. Hallelujah. Yes, free to become more, to become who God has truly created us to be, free to overcome every obstacle and to live life and life more abundantly, which is why we need to walk by faith. Walking by faith requires a strong determination to follow God's plan, regardless of what life throws your way. Walking by faith means through prayer, asking the Lord to strengthen you, and having the courage to stand firm and strong and not be moved. We must be united with the Lord. Walking by faith is never giving up on your dreams, the vision and purpose God has assigned to you to fulfill, believing without a doubt that God has a greater plan for your life. Yeah, times are hard. Some of us are dealing with struggles. Some may be dealing with being laid off. Some of us are dealing with family issues. Some of us are dealing with health problems. Some of us are dealing with problems on the job. Yes, the nations is dealing with those who are ignorant, hateful, careless, and unknowledgeable in leadership. Yes, you have haters. Yes, there are people who may not like you. Yes, there are people who like seeing you where you are, down and out. Yes, there are people, even church members, who don't want to be obedient and do what God told them to do to help you out because they're always in their feelings. But through it all, family, the Lord sent me on Purpose Kingdom Network tonight on By Faith We Good. The Lord sent me to tell you God loves all his children, and he seeks those of us who are willing to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, because our work in him is not in vain. Is there anybody who's listening out there that is that by faith will decree and declare, Lord, I'll stand firm for you. I'll stand firm on your word. I'll stand firm on your promises. I'll stand firm on who you are. Is there anybody out there that will by faith declare, Lord, in spite of what's going on around me, I'll still stand firm on the yes I've given you? Let me say that again. Is there anybody out there who will by faith still declare, in spite of what's going on around you, Lord, I'll stand firm on the yes I've given you? I'm committed to my yes to you, Lord. Yes to your will. Yes to your ways. Yes, I'll obey. Yes to your plan for my life. God, yes to your purpose. Yes, I'll trust you. Yes, I'll serve you. Yes, I'll lift you up, God, because your name is Jesus. Because your name is great. Because your name reigns above every name. Because you came to the world to show us the way. Because you came to the world to be our example, to show us how to function by faith, to speak by faith, to heal by faith, to perform miracles by faith, to love by faith. You allowed yourself to be arrested. You allowed yourself to be wrongfully accused. You allowed yourself to be whipped all night long. You allowed yourself to be sentenced to death. You positioned yourself and carried your own cross, went to a place called Calvary, allowed them to nail you to the cross. You allowed them to lift you up because you said in your word, if you be lifted up, you'll draw all men unto you. And so you stayed on the cross because it was your love that kept you there. Because for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. For he sent his son not to condemn the world, but so that the world can be saved through him. The Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, because you stayed on the cross. You bled your blood. You shed your blood. You gave up your spirit. You hung your head and died. You went to hell and set the captive free. You took the keys to hell and the grave. And 3 days later, you rose with all power in your hands. And so, God, this is why we come together tonight, to stand firm, to press forward by faith. Family, I want to encourage you that Jesus has all power. Jesus is so real and so alive. You ain't got to focus on religion, but focus on relationship. Have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Get into his word. Connect with people who stand firm on the word of God and don't lean to their own understanding. Connect with people who know how to go boldly to the throne of grace and call on the name of the Lord. So we got to stand firm on God's word, to press forward by faith. And so we thank God for his sacrifice. His name is Jesus. He loves you. He loves you unconditionally. His love is never ending, never failing, never gives up, never runs out. He loves you, and there's nothing the enemy or anybody can do about it. Nothing can separate you from his love. Come on, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Every new day, God bless you to wake up, is a fresh start. Every new day, God wakes you up, is a day to be blessed, to be a blessing. Every new day, God wakes you up, is a fresh start to walk by faith. and not by sight, to be who God created you to be, to go where he says you can go, to do what he says you can do, and to receive all that he says you can have, because there is no limit with God, because he can do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think according to his power that worketh within us. All things work together for our good, because we love him, and we are called according to his purpose. Stand firm, stand fast, to press forward by faith. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Hallelujah. So there may be somebody out there that heard this message tonight. There may be somebody out there that heard this message tonight. And I know we have a caller, and I'm asking that caller to please hold on. Just stand by while we take this moment. I don't want to pass this moment up. And so I'm asking that caller to please, we want you to come in and share, but just give us a couple seconds, a couple minutes. So there may be somebody out there that heard this message tonight, and something in this message you heard, it inspired you, it encouraged you, it built up your faith. And maybe somebody out there that says, you're saying to yourself right now, Lord, I want to experience your goodness in the land of the living. I want to be able to stand firm, to press forward by faith. God so loved the world, says in John 3:16-17, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. For he came, he sent his Son to the world, not to condemn the world, but so that the world can be saved through him. It says in Romans 10:9, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. And lastly, it says in Romans 10:13, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It doesn't matter what your past is, what you've done, where you are, how old you are. If you call on the name of Jesus by faith, meaning believing in who he is, believing in what he's done, and believing in what he's able to do for you, he'll show up for you. He will take care of you. You can cast all your cares on him because he cares for you. And that is the word of the Lord in Jesus' name. And so if you want to accept the Lord Savior Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, repeat after me, Father, forgive me, for I have sinned and fallen short of your glory. Jesus, save me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, come into my life. Stay in my life. In Jesus' name, Holy Spirit, come into my life. Stay in my life. Have your way. In Jesus' name, amen. Family, if you said that prayer, if you believe it, being fully assured, fully persuaded, fully convinced, you just got saved, and that's all it takes. And so I encourage you to connect with a Bible-believing teaching church that you where you can continue to grow spiritually. So they can love on you and be a blessing to you. If you want to connect with me, you can connect with me at connectwithministermarrow@gmail.com. connectwithmin.marrow@gmail.com. You can send me a prayer request if you need to be encouraged, inspired. Please reach out to me. You can follow me on social media, Facebook at Minister Bernard Marrow, the abbreviation M-I-N dot. Bernard Marrow. You can follow me on Instagram at Minister Marrow, Twitter at Minister Marrow. You even follow me on Snapchat at Minister Marrow. So God bless you all. I pray that this word was a blessing to you, that you are encouraged. And so at this time, we're going to ask, I also encourage you all to stick with Purpose Kingdom Network. There's so many other preachers and teachers and messengers that God has appointed to make sure you get what you need through the Word of God. Weekly, daily. And so stick with us because God is doing some great things. I want to ask for the caller to be merged in as well as for our announcements by Brother Rob.
Well, good evening, Minister Morrow. What up, what up, what up?
Hey!
man, that was a word. Talk about some what? Yeah, I'm in it. Put me in, coach. Put me in. Like, I'm on the team. I want to play. I want to play. That was awesome. That was an awesome word. And I just heard the call, and I said, oh, I got to say, I'm here. You kept saying it. Who was there? And I said, well, wait, yeah. Is he calling on me? So I got to answer the call whenever I think that is the call. When God's calling you, come on down. That was a beautiful word. I just be encouraged, press on, and, you know, stay exactly where you are, exactly who you are. And keep doing exactly what you're doing. I thank God for you.
God bless you. Yes, ma'am.
God bless
thank you,
you
so
as well. You have
you
a good night.
And I want you. You have a good night as well. And I'm keeping you in prayer. I want you to be encouraged and stay focused as well. And know that every single day of your life, God is with you. He has you covered. He has great things in store for you. And there's nothing the enemy can do about it. And so I appreciate you for calling in tonight. God bless you. Love you. Talk to you soon.
Amen, amen for that. Real quickly, Minister Bernard, I'm going to go ahead and do the announcements. And this is a part of the Purpose Kingdom Network. We thank each and every one of you for joining us tonight for this broadcast, no matter where you're at in the world, no matter whether you're calling online or listening via phone. We thank you so much, and we appreciate your listenership and your support for us here at Purpose Kingdom Network. If you want to correspond with us here at Purpose Kingdom Network, you can correspond with us via email at purposekingdomnet@gmail.com, where you can see your comments, questions, concerns. You can simply say hello or send a prayer request. We greatly appreciate that. We also have a hotline number where you can just call us and leave a voicemail. And that phone number is 267-730-5361. And once again, that phone number is 267-730-5361. We thank each and every one of you for participating. We thank you. We're also on Instagram and Twitter at purpose_kingdom. We're also on LinkedIn, iTunes, and anywhere else where they have social media and podcasts. You can go ahead and just search us there, and you can just hit Purpose Kingdom, and you can just follow us, and that way you won't miss any episodes of Purpose Kingdom Network. We thank you so much. Well, God's going, God's blessing. We hope you join us tomorrow evening at 8:30 for Self Expressions, hosted by Brother Robert Popeye Pudson. And once again, we hope you'll be able to join us with God's will and God's blessing for tomorrow evening's broadcast at 8:30 with Self Expressions, hosted by Brother Robert Popeye Pudson. We thank you so much, and with God's will and God's blessing, we hope each and every one of you prosper from the words that are brought forth tonight. We thank you so much. And with that being said, Minister Bernard, the show is going to be back in your hands.
Amen. We thank God for Brother Rob, Pop Hudson. Family, I encourage you all to tune in tomorrow night at 8:30. I know God has given him a word and something great for you that will inspire you, build your faith, and strengthen you to press forward and stay focused. And so tonight, we just thank God for the word that was given. Shout out to Pastor Toy as well. She does a great job also with Purpose Kingdom Network. God is using her in great ways. And so keep her in prayer as well. And we know that this is only the beginning. Greater is still coming, and greater is even now by faith. And so I just want to encourage you all, family. We can look at, as we prepare to close out tonight, we can look at Psalms 139, verse 14. Those who follow me on social media or who receives the morning text, the Lord had gave me this week to share with you all. We can look at Psalms 139, verse 14, and it says, I will bless thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. And so God made you exactly who he wants you to be. God loves you too much to allow you to stay tied to anyone or anything that does not bring out the best in you. Can I say that again? God loves you too much to allow you to stay tied to anyone or anything that does not bring out the best in you. And so as you press forward, walk in confidence and declare over yourself, I am who God says I am. I can be who God says I can be. I can do what God created me to do. And I can have all that God says I can have, because there's no limit with God. And there's nothing the enemy can do about it. In Jesus' name, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. God is with you. He loves you, and he has you covered. Stay focused and be great, being who God created you to be. Be fearless and stay with God. And there's another one I want to share. Isaiah 22:22, it says, "And the key of the house of David will I lay upon his shoulder, so he shall open and none shall shut. And he shall shut and none shall open." And so knowing your authority in Christ allows you to, by faith, stand firm against the enemy and be who God created you to be. And so Jesus, being the head of our life, has the authority to open and shut doors in our lives as he pleases. And so we need to accept both the open and the shut doors. And so when Jesus opens the door, no man can shut it. And when he shuts the door, no man can open it. And so, family, I encourage you to be encouraged and to press forward by faith, because there are doors of opportunities, doors of new opportunities that God has opened for us that no one will ever be able to close. If God opened the door for you, that's whatever is behind that door is all yours. In Jesus' name. And so at times we ought to recognize to not just declare for God's word, to not just declare for God to open doors in our life, but to also declare for God to close doors in our lives that needs to be closed. Okay? That there's, you know, it says in the word of the Lord, 2 Corinthians 5:17, old things are past. For those who are in Christ, old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And so press forward by faith in the newness that God has in store for you, the newness, the abundant life. And there's some doors that are open that really needs to be shut. You know, press forward. Don't focus on your past. Don't focus on what's behind you. Focus on what's in front of you. Amen. You know, we find joy in every day, not because life is always good, but because God makes it good. And so, family, I encourage you tonight to stay with God. Stay focused. Be encouraged. Walk by faith and not by sight. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all thy ways, and he will direct your path. God loves you, and there's nothing the enemy can do about it. As you press forward, know that you can accomplish all that you set your mind to accomplish. Don't let nobody distract you. Don't let nobody deceive you or mislead you or interfere with what God assigned for you to do. Get in position. Stay in position. Own your position. Get in position for what God wants to do in your life. Get in position for how he wants to use you. Get in position for how he wants to lead you. Get in position because you're blessed to be a blessing. Get in position. Stay in position. Any position God assigns you to is not meant for you to fall out of that position. There is no demotion in God. You can't get fired from God. Stay in position and own your position. Take ownership of the position God has you in. Own that position. Can't nobody operate in that position like you can operate in that position, because God strategically, uniquely created that position for you, whether if it's on a job, in the schools, in the communities, in the midst of your family, in the church. Whatever you do, do it to the glory of God. Do it. Let your light so shine before others, before men, that they see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven, so that as you lift up the name of Jesus, all others will be drawn closer to him, and others will rise to say, what must I do to be saved? Hallelujah. For we are not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to those who believe, to the Jews first, and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, for the just shall live by faith. Hallelujah. And so know that Jesus loves you. He's always with you. He never leaves you nor forsakes you. He'll never abandon you. He'll never let you fail. Family, I love you. God bless you. Y'all already know, by faith we good, for we walk by faith and not by sight. God bless you. I'm out.
Jesus led.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Never wanna see me down, I will not lose.
He saved me.